5-2, the Gladstone Indians beat the Marquette Blues tonight, and Scott Quattrini, the coach of the Indians, boy, that was wild, wasn't it, at the end there?
Well, it's very exciting. You know, that's if you love coming out and watching good, exciting baseball, you couldn't have gotten more excited than that last inning, absolutely.
You know, the guys were beaten up a bit over the weekend. You know, it's hard to lose four games, three of them on your home field, one to your rival over in Escanaba. And people think, well, you know, okay, this team's down and stuff like that. But, boy, they came to play tonight, and Caden Elwarden hadn't pitched in a year, and he did a nice job.
Oh, he did a phenomenal job. You know, our goal tonight was to just get him out on the mound and kind of pitch by committee tonight and not let him go too deep because we need arms for the weekend coming up in Marinette. But I thought he had really good control of the ball tonight. For not having thrown in quite a while, I asked him, you know, yesterday in batting practice, said, are you sure you're ready to go? And he said, yeah, I'm ready to roll. So we put him out there, and I thought he performed admirably, absolutely.
Yeah, you know, and I mean, you know, both you had eight guys stranded early in the game. You know, you had your chances. Their kid pitched out of trouble a few times, and it came down to that, you know, real bizarre play in the last inning. Have you ever in 23 years of umpiring seen a play like that? You know, the ball hits an infield umpire's foot, and that was going to be the go-ahead run.
I can say this as an umpire for 20 some years, like you said, I have been hit. You know,
yeah,
right. I'm not the quickest reflexes in the world, but it does happen. You know, and it's just one of those. That's baseball sometimes. You know, the ultimate goal here is that, you know, the right call was made in the end. You know, so it was a little demoralizing because you score on that play and you take the lead, and it's like, oh, now we got to go back to third, and there's two outs, and we need something good to happen at that point. But, you know, positive things happen. You know, Bernie got back up to plate there with two outs, and he hit the ball really good tonight. He was 2-for-2, and then got a kind of a infield hit reached on an error there, but that was kind of the difference in the game.
Well, I thought tonight the two catchers were just outstanding, weren't they? I mean, Peterson was back there. He was, especially with Hayden Rockhill, he was always in the dirt stopping shots. And then Nick Martin, too.
Yeah, well, Peterson, nothing much gets by that kid. I mean, he's a quality catcher. Anybody would be happy to have him. And he's just an all-around great athlete. He's a great baseball player. He's a great hitter. He does everything good. And for, you know, Nick Martin, yeah, he got a little banged up there tonight once, but he, you know, he had a great throw to get the guy down at second there on the steal, and that got him going in a positive vibe. And he's a really good catcher too. It's nice to see that. It's good to have when you have good catching, boy. It really does a lot for your team.
And it did for you. And then Aiden Creighton, you know, he walked a couple guys, he pegged a guy. You went out there once to talk to him. I imagine you told him to start working the inside part of the plate because that's where Dana was calling the strikes.
Absolutely. We talked with Nick when he was out there and said, where do we need to be? You know, where do you need to get the pitch? And Aiden, you know, is a younger kid, you know, and we kind of dual rostered him this year. We brought him up because we know that he's good enough to play at this level, and a little bit of a pressure situation to put a young kid like that in there. And I think the biggest pitch that he threw all night was after the injury.
Yes.
You know, it was three balls, two strikes, you know, and they had runners on there, and they were threatening with two outs, and you had to wait, what, 4 or 5 minutes to throw that next pitch, and he fired it right down the middle and got the strikeout. I mean, I think that was just the momentum builder for him that, you know, carried it the rest of the way.
So Bark River comes here tomorrow night, and they got shelled by Iron Mountain twice tonight, so, you know, they're going to be a little irritated, and they obviously, your guys, want to kind of get a little payback from Saturday night when, you know, it was a Bark River win, and there was some words exchanged and all that. So what do you think?
I think, you know, it's going to be a good game. Every game is a good game with Legion Baseball. Our guys right now, they're riding a little momentum now. And I really think that we've gotten better every game. And that's really, you know, like we talked about in the pregame, we need to get better every game and keep an eye on the prize at the end of the season. But now they're starting to hit the ball. They're getting a little momentum. And I see the effort coming back. So, you know, we can't take anybody lightly. You know, Bark River's a good team, and they got a lot of good players too. But, you know, it's good for these guys to get some momentum, and we look forward to having them come over here tomorrow night, because I'm sure we're going to enjoy going over there too.
All right, and I'll be in Escanaba with Swadge's team tomorrow night, so you'll have to give me a report and let me know if the Indians got another W or not.
We'll absolutely do that, Jack. Appreciate you being here.
All right, thanks a lot.
Okay, thanks.